Makkus, per Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Ketzed Malkinoise, how do they give him Malkus? Now we're going to see the blow by blow, literally, no pun intended. Koifes, they tie him down. Shtei Yodav Alamud, they have a pole of wood that's in the ground, that's firm. They tie two hands, they bend him over. Helech vehelech, they put two hands in front of him. That means his body is leaning on the Amud. And his hands go downward, schleps him downward, and they tie his hands down to the pole. The chazan haknesses is interesting terminology. Chazan over here, the word chazan we have doesn't mean a cantor, it doesn't mean somebody who could sing. He's a chazan. That's not what it means. Chazan means somebody who's in charge, somebody who does on behalf of, like a shamish. The chazan haknesses is the shliach bezdin in our terminology. Oichiz begodov, he holds on to his clothing, and he gives a yank. Im nikru, the clothing rip, nikru. Vim nifrumu, if the clothing separate on the seam, if they rip and they're irreparable, that's life. If they rip on the seam, nifrumu, and he pulls them off like that. Ad shehu megales liboy, he rips around the chest until he's megales liboy. His chest and his back have to be bare, because the Torah says, "Vikohu, he shall be hit." Chazal learned out, "Hu v'loy begodov." That was the first step. V'ho even nesuna me'achrov, an even, a rock, is put on the back of the one who is getting malchus. V'chazna knesses oimin olei, climbs up on the even. He has to be above. In order that the hit should be with power, he has to hit him down. He can't hit him across. But he stands behind him. When he stands in front of him, the fright of it could give him a heart attack. So he stands behind him. This way he doesn't see it. But he stands on top. This way there should be maximum force. Uritzua shel egel biyodoy. He had a strap of cowhide. Eagle is a young cow. That's where the strap is strong and it's malleable. Lamaisa, the Gemara has an interesting makor that since the Torah says the pasuk of Yehipile Hashavi Viko in Pasha Shoift Mabon Yakenu next to the pasuk of Lesaksim Shabedisha, I'm sorry, Pasha Kiseitze. So Lesaksim Shabedisha teaches us that you make the strap out of shor. Another hasber is the Novi Yirmiya. In Novi Yeshaya, in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazoin, says Yod Ashor Koneu v'chamor evus bolov. So we take Yod Ashor Koneu, we take the strap of Ashor, that's Mekatrig on him. Kfula echad l'shnayim v'shnayim la'bo. The strap is rolled over twice, once into two into another two. So the Torah says v'hi piloi ha'shoifit v'iko, because I'll have a play on words, v'hi piloi the Mesoros is to dashna, that's like vihichpiloi. The Torah is saying that it wants it to be doubled over. Now here's something interesting. We mentioned before the pasuk of Yeshaya in the beginning. Yod Ashor Kaneh v'chamor evus bolov. The same way the strap is made out of shor, there has to be something there of chamor to be makatri. That he's on a low madrega of a shor chamor that are not makirim as bayim and makavim limroid bayim. So Mamela, they wove into the strap of egel. They made a hole in it and they tied in shtei ritzuis oilas v'yordes bo made of chamor. This is the way they made it. Mishnah Yud Gimel Yodo Tefach. The handle they put into the ritzua. They made a handle. They made a loop, and there's a handle there of a tefach, which means he could hold on to it securely. The rochba, the width of the strap, is a tefach. It took a long piece of cowhide. It has a width of a tefach. V'roisha magas al pi kresoi. The length is in order that it should be able to hit him all the way from the top where he's hitting, all the way down to his stomach, all the way down to the bottom of his stomach, to his navel. That means he stood behind him, but part of the malchus was in front of him. Like the Mishnah says, "Umaka oisa shlish milafano v'shtei yodis milachayev," and that's why I can say pikresi, which is stomach, because it goes all the way down to the bottom of his chest, his stomach. One third is in front of him, is on his chest. U'shtei yodis, two thirds of the klep milachayev on his back. Veinim makke oisoi, he's not to be hit. Lo oimid v'lo yoshev, but bent over. Elamuta. Shenema v'pilei ha'shoifei, that's also the chpiloi, also means we bent him over. V'hamake makke biyode achas b'chol koichoi. He hits him as hard as he can, but with one hand. It's not really a butt with one hand, it's harder. When you hit with two hands, the force that goes into the blow is less. One hand, if it's done with the stronger hand, is quite a bit stronger. Which means that the clap should have real force.